Quick sale and forced sale are both terms commonly used in the real estate industry to describe different types of property sales. A quick sale refers to a situation where a property owner wants to sell their property quickly, often because they need the funds urgently or because they want to avoid a lengthy sales process. In a quick sale, the property is usually sold below its market value, and the transaction is completed quickly, often within a few days or weeks. On the other hand, a forced sale is a type of sale where the property owner is compelled to sell their property due to external factors. These factors could include a court order, foreclosure, or bankruptcy. In a forced sale, the property may be sold at a lower price than its market value, and the sale is usually completed quickly to meet legal or financial obligations. In both cases, the property is typically sold quickly, but the main difference is that a quick sale is voluntary, while a forced sale is often involuntary and may be the result of a distressing situation. In the world of real estate, there are several types of sales that fall under the category of quick sale or forced sale. In this article, we will define and explain the key requirements and characteristics of each of the following types of quick sales: foreclosure, short sale, estate sale, divorce sale, tax lien sale, bankruptcy sale, and eminent domain. Foreclosure sale. A foreclosure sale occurs when a homeowner has fallen behind on their mortgage payments and the lender takes legal action to repossess and sell the property in order to recover the money owed. In order for a foreclosure sale to occur, the lender must first go through a legal process that involves giving the homeowner notice of default and allowing them time to catch up on payments or work out a repayment plan. If the homeowner is unable to do so, the lender will take possession of the property and sell it at a public auction. Key requirements and characteristics. The sale is initiated by the lender. The homeowner has fallen behind on mortgage payments. The sale is conducted at a public auction. The property is typically sold at a lower price than its market value. The sale is final and the buyer assumes any liens or encumbrances on the property. Click here to see a full list of bank sale properties. Short sale. A short sale occurs when a homeowner owes more on their mortgage than the property is worth, and they are unable to make the mortgage payments. In this situation, the homeowner may work with the lender to sell the property for less than what is owed on the mortgage in order to avoid foreclosure. The lender must agree to the short sale, and the homeowner must provide documentation proving their financial hardship. Key requirements and characteristics. The sale is initiated by the homeowner. The homeowner owes more on their mortgage than the property is worth. The sale requires approval from the lender. The property is typically sold at a lower price than its market value. The sale is final and the buyer assumes any liens or encumbrances on the property. Estate sale. An estate sale occurs when a property is being sold after the owner has passed away. This type of sale may be necessary in order to settle the deceased person's estate and distribute assets to heirs or beneficiaries. In some cases, the property may be sold as is, and the buyer assumes any issues or repairs that may be needed. Key requirements and characteristics. The sale is initiated by the executor or administrator of the deceased person's estate. The property is being sold as part of the estate settlement process. The property may be sold as is. The sale may be subject to court approval. The buyer assumes any issues or repairs that may be needed. Divorce sale. A divorce sale occurs when a couple is going through a divorce and needs to sell their property in order to divide the assets. This type of sale may be complicated by the fact that both parties may have different priorities and expectations for the sale. Key requirements and characteristics. The sale is initiated by the divorcing couple. The property is being sold as part of the divorce settlement process. Both parties must agree on the terms of the sale. The sale may be subject to court approval. The proceeds from the sale may be divided according to the divorce settlement agreement. Tax lien sale. A tax lien sale occurs when a property owner has failed to pay their property taxes. In order to recover the unpaid taxes, the government may sell the tax lien to a third party, who can then collect the debt or foreclose on the property. Key requirements and characteristics. The sale is initiated by the government. The property owner has failed to pay their property taxes. The government sells the tax lien to a third party. The third party can collect the debt or foreclose on the property. The sale may be subject to redemption rights, which allow the property owner to pay the overdue taxes and reclaim the property. Bankruptcy sale. A bankruptcy sale occurs when a property is being sold as part of a bankruptcy proceeding. This type of sale may be necessary in order to liquidate assets and pay off creditors. Key requirements and characteristics. The sale is initiated by the bankruptcy trustee. The property is being sold as part of the bankruptcy process. The sale may be subject to court approval. The proceeds from the sale are used to pay off creditors. The buyer assumes any liens or encumbrances on the property. Eminent domain. Eminent domain occurs when the government takes private property for public use. This type of sale may be necessary for infrastructure projects such as highways, airports, or public parks. Key requirements and characteristics. The sale is initiated by the government. The government takes private property for public use. The property owner is compensated for the fair market value of the property. The sale may be subject to court approval. The property owner may have the right to challenge the taking or seek a higher level of compensation. In conclusion, each type of quick sale or forced sale has its own unique requirements and characteristics. While these sales may offer opportunities for buyers to purchase property at a lower price, they also come with potential risks and challenges. It is important for buyers to understand the circumstances surrounding each type of sale and to seek professional guidance when considering purchasing property through a quick sale or forced sale.